The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Weekend after next, see Street Feast. This is the 25th and 26th of May. And the way it works is that several different hosts schedule a neighbourhood cleanup and a sort of a neighbourhood party on the weekend of Street Feast, with a sort of a lunch at the end of the cleanup as a reward for all the hard work. That's my take on it anyway. The man who can explain it better is coordinator Sam Bishop. Sam, did I get it right?
Pretty much, yeah. like, it's so simple, really. It's a national day of street parties and neighbourhood lunches. You know, we've done it for centuries, I suppose, come together with people around us and share food together. But we felt it was time to kind of create a day for it, to really kind of, you know, I think we're quite good at like putting things off and saying, listen, we'll get to that at some point. So this is literally just a potluck. People come out onto their road, their cul-de-sac, wherever, and they share food with their neighbours.
And what about the cleanup part of it? Is there an expectation that they put in some hard work before they get the food?
I reckon there's been a few cleanups in the past, but like that isn't really the. I suppose the aim of it is to get people out. Some people do use it. I can hear the tidy towns down in Newtown McKennedy telling me to say it's definitely a cleanup. But no, listen, it's ultimately it's about people coming out, bringing a dish or buying a dish in the local shop, and or setting up the barbecue. Few tables and chairs, and getting just a bit of chat with your neighbours.
With the aim to create greater community spirit in communities, is that it?
Yeah, like I feel that these days, you know how it is. And sure, you're just talking about kind of phone use. Like we are kind of quite disconnected from people now, especially in terms of in person to person. You know, we're much more, we have these amazing devices. But actually, when is the time when we actually, let's say, kick off a conversation with someone who lives just around the corner from us? So in some ways, this is like an excuse to knock on someone's door and say, hi, I only moved in like maybe a year ago, but we haven't had the chance to even just say hi. This is happening all around the country next weekend. Why don't we do it on our road?
What sort of numbers are you hoping to participate?
So we are hoping for 1,200 street feasts around the country. So it's huge numbers. With an average of 90 people per feast. So there's loads of people take part in this. But what we try and encourage people to do is to keep it small, keep it simple. Like it could literally be three or four households out on the cul-de-sac. It doesn't have to be massive. Start small. Don't break yourself, basically. Obviously you'd be wondering about the weather, it being May, but like typically it's, you know, over the years, it's generally been okay. We can always find like a slot in the day where you can get out and do it.
And I'm going to be joining you at the Greystones one for the Anton Savage Show on Saturday the 25th. We're going to start a little bit early to fit in with the broadcast times of the show. What do you do if in your local community nobody's any good at cooking?
Huh. Well, yeah, like I never have the time to even like bring something out or make something. So it's like, you can usually find something in the local shop, or you can convince the best people. Or I find that sometimes if you kind of run a little competition, that works really well for pulling out the kind of keen bakers or kind of chefs in the community. Because what I find is that everyone's got something to bring, and that's the kind of motto for us. It's like if you can play the guitar, if you can kind of organize some games for the kids, if you're just really good at something, bring that out. Like I think for us, it's so much about getting people to realise that we have so much more in common than we have difference. And I think at the moment, in Ireland especially, we need to remember that actually generally people are sound. People want the best for you. And so let's, if you can go and meet with people around you, you'll start to realise that.
What sort of supports are available for planning a street feast?
So you can usually apply to the local authority for funding. There's loads of money out there to organise these things.
You can say to the local council, will you give us a few quid? We're having a barbecue.
Yeah. Don't tell them you're having a rave. But like, definitely, you know, local authorities have a fund, especially for running these kind of gatherings. At this point now, it's probably a little bit late for that. But what we do is we send out a pack, and the pack includes like bunting, like 20 metres of bunting, invites, posters, labels for the food, so you can tell people what it's in the food, and stickers for your name. I suppose the invites are great because you can just go and knock on someone's door and say, hiya, this is happening all around the country. Why don't we do it? So, if you want to go onto the website, like it's streetfeast.ie, that's where you'll get your free pack. We'll send it out to you the next day. and you can get started.
Bunting in the post.
That's it.
What's not to like? Georgia Brophy is with us as well. She ran the street feast, will run the street feast in Chapel Close. Georgia, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about your decision to get involved.
Actually, I ran a street feast because a friend of mine had done it a few years before, and her exact words were, I did nothing. I just emailed in and the pack came out and I stuck the stuff out in the road. So like, you get invitations in it as well, and you get posters. You can just stick them on the lamppost outside, and then you just pull your table up outside your house, and other people do as well, and up the way it goes. No real planning involved.
Did you have any fear that you would put your table outside the house and you would be ignored by the entire community?
Not really, because I did a little bit more. I actually filled in the invitation, and I went around and I knocked on the door to talk to the neighbours, which was me very, very much out of my comfort zone. And, I was post-COVID, I was just sick of being trapped in the house. I didn't really know anyone on my street, and I just thought, the hell with this. So, some people sort of thought it was a bit weirdo, which is fine. And then other people looked really pleased. And then a couple of people said, yeah, I'll help you. And then once there's a couple of us down, we live in a cul-de-sac, so once there's a couple of us down with the tables, bringing the stuff out, people started coming in a while later, which was great.
Give us a sense of the kind of the mood of the day and how it went, and what, if any, lingering, lasting effect it had.
Well, you know, it was actually so much fun. So we've done it three times now, twice. Yes, coming up to our third one. And both times, it absolutely lashed rain, like, beyond belief. Couldn't get the stuff out at all. And the second one, we'll just forget about it. And then we came back out later, and like, we're all in the wellies, the next thing, the sun came out, and we had the sunscreen on. But what was different was, you don't really make loads of great friends on the day of the street feast, but it's the months that follow. When somebody comes out in the road, and they may even come over and just have a quick chat, or, you know, it's those kind of connections that you make in the time afterwards, whereas you'd always before just walk in and out of your house and out of your car, and you wouldn't bother saying hello. So you're not really building, you know, really close friendships. It's more you're just kind of getting to know your neighbours. So in the future, when you go to talk to them, you know their name, you can stop for a chat. And now it's just so much easier to do. It's like, okay, street feast coming around, get the wellies on. We know we're going to get lashed out of us. And, you know, so it's kind of just, now it's starting to become a bit of a tradition.
So I get the sense that you are a fan and are committed to it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's brilliant. It is. It's really, really good. And it's so drama-free. Like, it's no hassle to get it organised.
Well, George, I hope this one goes well this year. That's Georgia Brophy there, who's Street Feast Chapel Close. What about that thing that Georgia raises, Sam, about the weather? What if it rains sideways and it's gale force winds, which there's always a chance in May in Ireland?
Well, it's worth having a backup plan. You know, I've come to know the different types of gazebos that are on sale. There's always a gazebo right there in someone's back garden that you could use, but definitely tie it down. Otherwise, it'll go flying. We've seen all sorts of creative solutions for shelter. But yeah, have a either a garage or a community centre or something that could be a backup plan. Or just be, you know, so many people are on WhatsApp groups now, so it could just be like, listen, lads, we'll postpone it for another 2 hours until the showers have stopped, or come out tomorrow.
What if it goes like the portal? Do you know, one of those things that's a really good idea, but you leave it out too long, alcohol gets involved, and you never know what way it ends up.
Yeah. I find that, so we've seen these beautiful videos of people, like, you know, this is not what we're expecting, but we've seen videos of like people arms in arm and like kind of singing Neighbours, you know, from Australia. It could go that way. It could also go the other way, as you suggested, but I don't find so. I find that actually, yeah, sometimes people can be a little bit underwhelmed because they feel that like they should make a really big one. They're expecting everyone to come out onto the road, and it's just not the way things happen, you know. People, like, some people are like, you know, they'll do it with you, and then there's other people who need to see it succeed before they'll come out. And so just remember that you just need to get it started. Just do it like as Georgia did, and more people will follow.
And that's why lunch is a great idea, because it's hard to start at sort of 12 noon. No, it's not impossible, but it's hard to start at 12 noon and still be going when it's dark.
I don't know. We've seen it done, but yeah. No, we kind of suggest, like, if you want to wrap it up around 3 or 4, and then, you know, but you can find the people head off to like someone's house and there's an after party or whatever. But it really, it's just about, you know, keeping it short, keeping it simple, and you're a winner.
I'm just looking at the pack that you give out here that has the invites printed out and a sort of a guide to how to do it. All of that is available on the website?
Yeah, so actually they're paid for by Department of Community and Rural Development, so it's brilliant to get their funding. But yeah, the bunting there, when that arrives, like I suppose bunting is a great way of really bringing a bit of colour to the street. It can also kind of signify that it's happening. The posters are great for sticking up on your lamppost, as Georgia said. But I find actually that this creative kind of the artwork that's done by the kids beforehand, such as like making the bunting or making a kind of, you know, those photo frames, just like different bits of art really bring colour to the street.
Well, if you want to find out more, it is streetfeast.ie. And if you want to hear what it sounds like, you can join me in the Greystones Street Feast on the Saturday, the 25th of May. The Anton Savage Show is going to be live there, and Street Feast, obviously, on both days, on the 25th and the 26th. That was Sam Bishop, who is coordinator of the Street Feast. Best of luck with it, Sam, and we'll see you on Saturday.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.